Welcome to Just Words, the stories of working people in our community. Jaquetta Lyles is a day laborer who works in the downtown sports stadium as a cleaner. She's the mother of four children, lives with her mother and great uncle in a small home on the west side of Baltimore. Without steady work, she's dependent on her mother to help take care of her children, and knows that without her mother's help, she would be in a very different place.
The grace of God and my mom's helping me. Usually, they're in school. I used to get home like a half hour after they get out. But when I work at evenings, she comes home for like a little after I leave for work, so she's here for the night. So this one here, I guess I'd be in some shelter hoping that I'd get something. I had a little place, a low income place and stuff, but they got new management and they wanted to, from the little $100 I was paying a month, all of a sudden when they put the new carpet down and new food things and stuff, it went up to $300 a month, so I had to come back here. So if this wasn't here, I'd be in somebody's shelter, and they'll probably find me a low-income place until they want to remodel or change or renovate. But I'm doing what I can. Yeah, that question is something I need to think about a lot more, too.
How do you maintain a sense of love and joy when the head of the house is so burdened with work and money worries? As we spoke, Joquetta's 8-year-old daughter, Briante, played. She's a happy, bright child who beat cancer when she was 18 months old. Joquetta refers to her as her miracle baby. And she seems to have been untouched by the concerns that plague her mother.
I talk to her, try to understand. She'll ask me, "Now you get a paycheck? You didn't get that much this time." I do what I can. Every so often, at least once out of the month, I take them skating. We have all right time. We just sit in the house and play cards and play games.
Most of the people you work with also have kids, families?
Yeah, a lot of them have families. They do, and they struggling. But they doing what they got to do, and they just got to take it. $7 or not, you got to take that job.
Your only right now is basically bringing home...
Basically, really nothing. All told, I mean, $100 here, $200. I've just been basically going from just doing temp work. Where I can. But see, I was on social service, so... That's what kind of had me, put me where I'm at. They wanted me to work, got me the job, and I was bringing home, I could say, two something a month from the work that they gave me. And they just cut me off, totally. But I help, I do as much as I can. I work any time somebody call me, I'll go to work. I'll do whatever I can to help my mother because she got with me. Just keep on keeping on. I just want to get what I deserve and should be able to. Just if you can't get on top, just kind of maintain.
Join us next week for more about Jaquetta Lyles. Just Words is a production of the Center for Emerging Media, produced by Jessica Phillips, through a grant from the Open Society Institute, investing in solutions to Baltimore's toughest problems, on the web at osi-baltimore.org. Visit Just Words on the web at centerforemergingmedia.org or email us at justwords@wypr.org. I'm Mark Steiner. Thanks for listening to Just Words.